Yesterday, we spoke about reconciliation, and we looked at what St. Paul had to say in his letter to the Colossians. St. Paul continues today, as we continue reading from the letter to the Colossians, talking to us about reconciliation and what it means. He says that you were once alienated with God, but God has now reconciled you to present you holy, without blemish, and irreproachable before Him. God has reconciled us through the blood of Christ, and in this reading, St. Paul says, through the body of Christ. And part of God's purpose in reconciling us is to make us holy. We think of holiness often in terms of morality, in terms of our choices and our behavior, perhaps in terms of our faith, our relationship with God. St. Paul says that God has reconciled us to present you holy without blemish. And this gives us an indication that what he's talking about also has to do with sacrifice. Because back in the Old Testament, the sacrifices that were offered to God were often sacrifices of a lamb. And the lamb had to be without blemish. The idea was that in an agricultural society, people would offer an unblemished lamb from their flocks, and it would be an offering of part of their livelihood. They would, in a sense, offer themselves or a part of themselves or their own livelihood as a gift, a sacrifice to God. Jesus is referred to as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The lamb who is sacrificed, who is offered to God. Jesus is the unblemished lamb, the lamb without stain or without sin or without fault. When St. Paul says that God reconciled us to present you holy without blemish, he refers to what we spoke about yesterday, that reconciliation is a union. It's a union as between a bride and a bridegroom. It's a union between Jesus and us, Christ and the church. And we present ourselves united with Christ as the unblemished Lamb of God. In just a couple minutes, I will say to you, brothers and sisters, may my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. We are offering our sacrifice. We're offering Jesus, the sacrifice that he made of himself, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, but we're also offering ourselves with him. That we are to be, as this letter to the Colossians says, holy and without blemish. That we are to be with Jesus, the unblemished lamb offered in worship to the Father. And so we pray for that holiness. We pray that we may, with Jesus, offer ourselves to God unblemished, sharing in the holiness of the Lord Jesus.